This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
I want to talk to you about citizenship ceremonies.
Talk to me.
So when you become a citizen of Australia, so you do your test and you apply for your bits of paper and stuff, you go to local government, so local councils run the citizenship ceremony, and it's
usually on Australia Day?
Yeah, well, that's the biggest one, but they're run throughout the year. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to wait for Australia Day. And the federal government's issued or demanding that local councils lift the dress standards because people are turning up and they're banning, right? This is a list of banned clothes. And I thought, what are people wearing? Thongs are banned. Board shorts are banned. Activewear. I like a bit of activewear. Pajamas. Pajamas are banned. And singlets.
So is this, you know, like you're in school and one kid is chewing gum and he puts it under the desk, so then they blanket ban chewing gum for everyone? Is this just one bloke that he turned up wearing Crocs and nothing else? Well, and
there's a reason not to be a citizen of Australia, but I'm very anti-Crocs. But, well, no, it's not. Can't be just one person, because he wouldn't be wearing thongs, board shorts and activewear all at once with pyjamas.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Really?
But you're saying it's different for different councils.
And so the way each council gets this federal government, I'm talking probably a fax or a telex or something, came through the reception.
A pigeon came through the window
and said, hey, lift your dress standards at your citizenship ceremonies. And their interpretation and how they've translated into their actual policies or guidelines is different for each council.
So is it like the further north you get, the more like...
Stop.
As by the time you get to Alice Springs, where I'm from, as long as you're wearing a towel around your waist, we'll let you through. Whereas these city slickers need to wear a tux or something.
No, I just think... Well, some are saying, smart casual. Some are saying casual business. Some are saying, listing the things that are not...
Some are saying year 12 formal.
No, but like...
We're a corsage.
It's like it's your official... You're standing up at the front of the... You're shaking someone's hand. You're getting a bit of paper. You're probably getting a wattle or a gum tree, something that you can't plant in your apartment.
This sounds like some city slicker gobbledygook, if you ask me, because think about it. A lot of people that are becoming Australian citizens, very excited, the land of opportunity, but maybe they're migrants. Maybe they come from a low socioeconomic background where they can't afford to rent a suit or something just for one day.
Don't have to wear a suit, but some shoes?
Shoes? No, you're becoming a city slicker too. Shoes.
Stop. No, I get that. Not everyone...
Think about it.
You don't have to go spend buckets of money, but whatever is your best.
What about a different cultural background? You come from a different country. What is your best is not my best.
So some of the more progressive councils, I know the city of Yarra, so that's Richmond, Collingwood, Fitzroy area in Melbourne, they have something around, and please feel free to celebrate your cultural heritage. So in terms of dress, so... That, I think that's really good.
Yeah, for a young girl that's going to Splendour in the Grass, her cultural dress is a crop top and a bindi. I mean, what's
a bindi?
It's like a little thing you stick on your forehead to culturally appropriate something else.
Okay, I only know the Irwin.
But why not? Why not? Why can't we say that Australian cultural dress is a boob tube?
What?
Why not?
What do you mean?
I think that's very nice. I think we should be able to wear something comfortable. Do they know what country they're applying to be a citizen for? Australia. Thongs are the national dress.
No.
What do you think people listening to this, people listening to Joy, what do you think they think?
Okay, text us on 0427 Joy 949 or email on air at joy.org.au. Now, I'm not saying go out and spend a bucket load of money, but I am saying if you're attending your citizenship ceremony, you should wear something like what's good for you. Like,
thongs, stubbies, maybe one of those hats with the beer cans on the side.
I'm
going to
ask this question differently. Do you believe that you should be able to wear thongs, board shorts, activewear, pyjamas or singlets to your citizenship ceremony? You're with Annie and Ando. Well, you're actually not. You're with producer Judd and Ando because Annie is missing this morning. But guess what? I've tracked her down. Are you there on the line, Annie?
Hello. Yes, I am.
Oh, how nice to hear your voice, my friend. Where are you?
Yeah, I'm at the airport right now, Melbourne Airport, waiting to board. And the funny thing is I've been listening to you and Judd and it actually reminded me I hadn't gone through security when you said, like, oh, I plan to call her when she hopefully goes through the lines. And I was sitting at a cafe going, oh, my God, like, I haven't gone through yet. So thank you for reminding me.
Oh, you're welcome. I should have said things like pack clean undies and a scarf.
I know. Oh, I meant to pack undies. Like, why didn't you text me that?
Oh, Annie. Oh, what? Now, what are you doing? Where are you going?
I'm headed to Hobart to do my first ever Fringe at the Edge of the World, and another performer named Gillian English created her own festival. So it's the second year that it's been happening, and I'm really excited.
That's
you saw
cool.
the show that I developed at Melbourne Fringe, so it's going to be the first leg of my 2020 tour.
So this is like your one before you go into that months-long Melbourne Comedy Festival?
Yes,
wow.
Correct.
That's good. And I was on the website last night trying to work out, like, if it was real or you just wanted to sleep in.
Oh, that's true. Although I do wonder, you know, I can't even trust you to do everything yourself. I'm still here, like, micromanaging, so can't step away from
guys,
the job.
Guys, this is like my parents fighting. I don't want to hear it on air, guys. can we have one family dinner without an argument breaking out?
No, I just, like, I miss you, Annie. You're like, I said it all right.
It comes from a place of love.
Yeah, I am also going on two radio interviews, so not cheating on you, but I'm going to do my first ever commercial radio interview tomorrow morning.
In Hobart?
Yeah, in Hobart. So it's like 7 Hobart FM, I believe, and they're
what
called
time?
Sarah, Nick and Jono at 8 o'clock in the morning.
If you don't come back, you're going to be in big trouble.
she's going to get a taste of the high life in commercial radio.
Now, back to your show. Your show's on Thursday night?
Yep, Thursday night, and this is a nailed it or failed it segment for you because I messed up the date and had to rebook my flight, then I printed the incorrect dates on my posters, and then just yesterday, the real cherry on top was getting my flyers printed in the wrong size, and they're too big.
Too big for
but
what?
The dates, like, well, they're not the size I wanted. Like, instead of being A6, I went to the A5, and they cost me a lot more, but don't worry, I'm going to live it up in Hobart, so it's all good. But the dates are definitely the 9th and the 12th.
So are you going to be a...
on Thursday and... Yep.
Ooh, did you just play a sound from your phone to make it sound legitimate?
No,
sounds so real, Annie.
I'm
like, you're
that.
In the studio next to me, aren't you? No, it sounds really real.
All these effects that I've downloaded, yeah.
So is there any tickets available for our Tassie listeners or anyone heading to Tasmania this week? Are the tickets still available for your show?
Yes, absolutely. Any tickets.
Where do we go?
Go to my website, annielouie.com. There's a comedy tab there.
Annie, kid, a little bit of advice from one show business professional to another. Don't say there are so many tickets left. Say there are barely any tickets left and act soon. Like, can we redo that? Take two.
Okay,
let's redo that.
Okay.
Ask the question.
Hey,
again.
Annie, is there any tickets left for the show?
Look, it's nearly sold out.
Yeah. Nailed it. I love it. Hey, my friend.
Thanks for the marketing advice.
It's all right. Good luck with those flyers because you'll be around the streets of Hobart with your glue gun,
yes,
sticking them up on poles
definitely
everywhere.
Will be.
Have a very safe flight. Can't wait to get you back here next week and hear how it all went. Thanks so much for talking to us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for chatting to the Annie and Ando show.
Joy 949, Tuesday morning, 7:05. I tell you what, Ando, we were just talking about airport stories.
Security, because Annie's at the airport, heading to the airport to leave us.
Anyway, I recently had a flight, and it's something that I knew happened, and I didn't want to believe, no one wants to believe it, but I knew it happened.
Mm.
Attractive people get all the good things in life.
Do they?
Don't you start with
No.
Okay, so this is what I was on a flight.
Yeah,
on an airline that shall remain nameless.
Yep. How's that kangaroo on its tail?
Yes, yeah, it rhymes with Qantas. And I was sitting next to an Instagram influencer. I knew this.
How did you know?
Because she was working on her account, which was a lot of swimsuit photos and photos with skincare products.
Like on her phone sitting there?
No, on her laptop. And she was tickety-tacking with her acrylic nails.
You know what? If they're managing if their Insta on a laptop, that's serious.
Upwards of 10 hashtags per post.
Crikeys.
And, you know, I'm just sitting there and it's me, a regular bloke, No, I'm sitting next to a regular bloke.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were trying to be the regular bloke.
Regular bloke on the aisle, I'm in the middle. And Instagram influencer number 486 sitting next to us. And this...
Can I just stop you there? Mm-hmm. I'd love you in the middle of a seat beside me.
You'd love it.
And it's
you'd
not because I'd love to cuddle up to you. It's just that you're not a big, massive unit that's going to take up more than one seat.
Excuse you.
Anyway, back to your story.
I'm swollen. I'm so muscular. What are you talking about?
But you know what I mean? Like, you will take... Anyway, go back to your story. There's this influencer. You're in the middle seat.
And this flight steward will not leave this woman alone.
Steward.
He is all over her like a rash. He will not leave her alone. Oh, do you need anything?
Like flirting.
Yeah, do you need anything? Oh, is your seat? Oh, you can put your seat back. If you want an extra pillow, here's some headphones. He will not leave her alone. He will not look at me in the eye.
No.
He's looking at me like he's stepped in something and I'm something on the bottom of his shoe at the moment, me and this other guy.
You weren't even there in his eyes.
But the crux came, hour into the flight, he sneaks a bottle of wine out of business class.
A whole bottle?
Hands it to her and says, this is on us. Wink. And me and this guy look at him like, well, where's my Chardonnay?
She just ignored you completely.
And she doesn't look at us because she knows the daggers that are going to be plunged into her face by our eyes. And she says, oh my God, really? For me? This never happens. I assure you, this always happens to you.
Do you think he was into her like I'd like to date her or starstruck, like, you know, like I'd be if Judy Garland popped into the studio or Barbara Streisand?
I want to say, because this flight steward was mid-50s, and she was
not. Oh, definitely know the airline
and
then.
and she was not. He was just saying, you miss 1,000% of the shots you don't take. And so he was saying, look, if I give maybe 500 bottles this year, maybe I'll get a phone number.
Oh, it's a numbers game for him.
Maybe he's getting a follow back on Instagram.
That's unbelievable. Hey, Chad, I'm not a big reality TV watcher kind of guy. I say that in one breath and then the next sentence is going to contradict me. But I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. Do you watch it?
No. Now, you're going to have to... I'm in the classroom here and you're going to have to lecture me about it, explain it to me.
Me lecture? Well, it's something that comes naturally to me. Essentially, a bunch of celebrities are dumped in a African forest and have to sleep on, like, camp, like, on the ground or, like, on camp mattresses and the public vote which one stays in, which one goes. And there's kind of two teams. And they do challenges like eat worms.
Isn't it a punishment to stay? Surely you'd want to get voted off so you can go home and have a Snickers.
They have to do challenges to get stars that then get them decent food versus just rice and beans. And so in previous seasons, some of these celebs have lost quite a bit of weight going into it.
So this is great to prepare for a role or something.
Like, oh, absolutely.
I have to play like a prisoner in a camp of war or something. I'm just going to go on, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here, lose an unsightly 50 pounds and I'll be ready for the movie.
And it's an interesting bag of celebs each season because I don't want to say they're C-lists.
Have you put celebs in quotation marks there?
Yeah, I have, because not half of them, but there's some people on there and I don't even have their names. Sort of ex-contestants or past contestants of MAFS, Married at First Sight. And Love Island. And I don't even know who these people are.
Real societal shakers there, movers and shakers.
But there's two, like, I want to name it now who my favourite, because I really, really like him. Not my favourite because I think he'll win, but I do hope he wins. Tom Williams. There is one good-looking rooster. Tom Williams is aged, I don't know, I've got a man crush on Tom Williams.
And remember that previous segment not 5 minutes ago where I was saying good-looking people get preferential treatment?
Oh, sorry. Well, hey, having a man crush on him is preferential.
Tom Williams has cruised through life on a gilded platter.
He is not. He's worked hard. He was like on Getaway or one of those shows.
You mean that travel show where you get to fly to exotic locations and you get paid for it on TV?
That's the one, yeah.
Oh, what a graft. Yep. He may as well have been working in a coal mine in Karratha.
Leave him alone. I love Tom Williams. So I hope Tom Williams wins. But the other person that I absolutely love is Miff. And Miff is from Spicks and Specks Miff, Eurovision Miff. Do you know Miff?
Keep going.
No, do you know her?
No.
I don't know her personally, but I think she's just, I don't know, there's something really real about her and she's humble and
she's a mongrel in her. Yeah.
No!
No, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. It's like, you're tough. You're a fighter.
I don't know.
It's a positive thing.
No, I'm not agreeing that saying someone has a bit of mongrel in them
it's good.
Is a compliment.
Oh, if this was the MCG, should be raising the flag.
No. Anyway, back to I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. You don't watch it. They're the two that I'm going for.
Okay.
It's early day. Like, it launched on Sunday night. Last night it was on as well. They're kind of doing now challenges. Like, the opening ep was they jumped, half the team, or one team jumped out, had to bungee jump out of a plane. Out of a helicopter.
Of course.
All did it bar one, and the one that didn't do it, I didn't know. She was getting quite worked up about it, poor thing.
Oh, how dare she be scared, terrified of heights.
Of heights, yeah, and jumping out of a plane or a helicopter.
Am I right Am I being a bit mean here, being sceptical that as soon as I think the cameras stop rolling, they all have lattes and biscotti?
Nah, they lose too much weight.
That's true.
And you see them get so food... As the days go by, they get really food-focused. They seriously, like, if they don't win their challenge to get decent food...
This is what some people will do for fame. I mean, you and I get up at, you know, 5:30 in the morning for it, but these people starve themselves in Africa.
Oh, there's a chef on there too. Miguel Maestro. So he's doing all the cooking. So last night they got a special star or something.
Silkworms.
And oh, it was oxen or something, and there were sweet potatoes for the vegetarians. Yeah. And he's like, how would you... I won't try and do his accent, but how would you like to do them? And somebody goes, oh, I'd love chips, thanks. So there he is in the campfire turning them into chips. Stay tuned. I might actually need to update you weekly on this.
Oh, I like this. Endo's TV reviews, I like it.
No, I'm too inconsistent, you know.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.